You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Michigan's tart cherry industry is dying out to the tune of $5 million of lost impact to the state since 2010. After another trade loss in January, cherry farmers are considering desperate measures. IPR's Max Johnston has the story.
Last month, an industry group for cherry farmers held a meeting in Traverse City. The gathering is usually an opportunity to network and rub shoulders with other growers, but this meeting was different.
You know, everybody came expecting a birthday party and ended up at a funeral.
That's Nels Veliket, a cherry grower from Kuwaiten. Veliket and other tart cherry farmers are struggling to stay afloat. Many thought tariffs from the federal government would help them compete with cheap foreign competition. Tariffs placed last year on Turkish cherry producers cut some imports by 80%. But the federal government revoked them, saying U.S. growers exaggerated how many cherries were coming in from Turkey and said they didn't have a big effect on prices. Veliket says that's just flat out not true, but the industry doesn't have the time or cash to appeal it. In the meantime, he expects Turkey to once again flood the U.S. market with their tart cherries.
Everybody knows what Turkey's been doing to the tart cherry industry, and that hasn't changed, isn't changing, and won't change.
At the industry meeting, several farmers said they felt helpless to fight what could be the slow death of the industry in Michigan. Dave Meister is a third-generation cherry farmer in Onekama. He expects to get 8 to 15 cents per pound for his tart cherries this year. That's about 10 cents less than last year and well below his cost of production.
My kids, neither one want anything to do with it doesn't take even a rocket scientist to figure out this is not working going forward. There's no way to make a decent living. You can work all day and all night and still not make minimum wage.
He says the industry has to take drastic steps to save itself, starting with a type of supply control called the Federal Marketing Order. Let's go back a bit here. Some years, cherry crops produce so many cherries that their price could plummet. It's basic supply and demand. If there's too many cherries, everyone's price goes down. To prevent this, every year, an industry board withholds a certain amount of cherries from the market. By setting those aside, some are frozen and preserved for later, they keep tart cherry prices from getting too low. In 2019, the industry voted to withhold 35% of that year's yield. Meister says he's part of a growing group of farmers that think that's a bad idea. He says, sell what you got, the argument being that would increase competition.
If you don't have a market for your fruit, probably shouldn't put it up in the freezer, probably shouldn't go borrow money, and probably shouldn't sit on inventory you don't have a sale for.
With domestic cherry growers losing more and more of the U.S. market to imports, they've been storing more and more cherries because of the marketing order, and preserving them costs money. There is a recent push to get insurance coverage on those cherries to cover some of those costs, but farmers can only hold on to them for so long before they spoil. Meister says selling all your cherries might increase demand, but that free-for-all means farm closures are inevitable. Other farmers say the tart cherry industry could really benefit from a crop failure. If supply were low, then theoretically the price would shoot back up. Now, to be clear, this federal marketing order is still very popular in the industry. On top of maintaining a healthy price, the plan includes a communal budget for marketing tart cherries as a healthy and tasty product. Here's Nels Veliket again. He says the order has been a lifesaver.
The operative phrase here is we throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's a lot more to the federal marketing order than just supply management. But when we talk about collective data and we talk about collective marketing, you know, those are things that really do help us as an industry.
Veliket says the root of their problems are related to trade. That needs to be changed, not the marketing order. It's up for a renewal vote in March. A report from Michigan State University found the tart cherry industry brought $91 million to the state in 2016, but that has been declining at a sharp rate. Bill Knudsen is an ag economist at MSU and a co-author of that report. He says the industry may be gone in 10 years. That would mean a significant economic and cultural change to northern Michigan.
Some people may grow different crops. Some people may get into the winery business. Will you see farmland being converted into housing? All kinds of questions.
As a last-ditch push, the tart cherry industry is ramping up lobbying efforts. They want the USDA to buy more cherries for food banks and meals in prisons. They want the state to put cherries on lunch menus in public schools. In January, they filed a complaint with U.S. Customs to investigate more foreign imports from Brazil, who they say are breaking U.S. trade law. Some farmers say if all that doesn't happen soon, Michigan's cherry industry could be dead. For Points North, I'm Max Johnston.